Municipal Code Enforcement Board meeting for, of June 13th, 2013 to order. And at this time, if you can help us with the invocation, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, would you bless this meeting and all our decisions come out to be best? And Father, bless all the troops that are fighting for our country. We ask that in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Danielle Ruslayer.
Here.
Ms. Mary Ann Colley.
Here.
Mr. Donald Sparkman.
Here.
And Mr. Bill Bockowitz.
Here.
And Latricia Wilson is absent.
And.
Excused.
And Justin.
Mary Jason.
What is your name?
Jason Kreider.
It's Jason, what's the last name?
It's Kreider. K-R-O-I-T-O-R.
And you are here, Jason Gorder. Welcome.
Obviously, Jason, we did not receive the email from the clerk.
No problem.
So I guess, welcome to the board.
Oh, I appreciate it, thank you.
Okay. Approval of minutes. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes? Do we have a motion approved?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Kyle, second by Donald, all in favor?
Aye.
Pass unanimous. Now if we could swear on the officers.
Got to wait for Dan to come back in.
We'll swear in.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. For the record, Lorraine Kennedy, Charles Rich, and Raymond Furin accepted the oath.
Thank you.
Okay, and housekeeping, if there's anybody that has a cell phone with them, if you could either please silence it or turn it off for the duration of the meeting. And with that, Chip, if we could start with the people that are present, please.
Yes, absolutely. Good evening, board members. My name is Charles Rich from the City of Ocala. I'm duly appointed Code Enforcement Manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement and certified in all four levels of training. I've been Code Enforcement Manager for more than 5 years, 30 years law enforcement experience, and I'll be presenting the cases this evening. If it pleases the board, we would take the cases in order of appearance. We do have some folks here at appearance, so that I'll bring them up on the agenda and let you guys know where they are, and we'll proceed from there.
Sounds good.
If it pleases the board, if we would turn to page 5 of this evening's agenda, we have a case that was tabled last month for 30 days for the respondent to return at this case, or at this evening. The case number is COM-130371, the case involving Officer Raymond Furing, and COM-130373 involving Officer Raymond Furing. The City of Ocala versus Walter Levy Cummings Trust, care of L.C. Cummings, a location of 1121 Northwest 2nd Street and 204 Northwest 11th Avenue. I would report to the board that upon the board's recommendation to the respondent, she was able to resolve the family trust issues to the satisfaction of the building department thus far. They are preparing two demolition permits. She is going to proceed with that. She's requesting that we give her 30 days to finish that process and 90 days in total to have the demolitions. The city has no objection to this, and I would allow her to speak at this time if that, unless you all need any kind of refreshment.
Well, if she's in agreement, and the city's in agreement, and then would you, just to confirm your agreement?
Yeah, my name is Fonda.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And now, if you could state your name and address.
Fonda Alexander, and I live at 1121 Northwest 2nd Street.
Okay, so you're in agreement with the city?
Yes, okay. I finally got over that little obstacle.
Okay, and so, Chip, what are you wanting us to...
So, in this situation, we find the respondent, the staff recommendation, we find the respondent guilty, obtain the permits within 30 days.
have the demolition completed within 90 days, the city will step in and take action, like we would do on a normal.
Okay, and you're, so that would be for both cases, 0371 and 0373?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. The respondents then is in agreement with the city. We have a city's recommendation on the table. Does anybody want any discussion?
No.
We have a motion.
I take a motion. We accept city.
We have a motion from Donald to accept.
Second.
A second by Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Pass unanimous.
Thank you.
May I say, just in case, just for the record, once I'll be back here in 30 days, right? In front of you guys again?
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so I'll just come to the office.
In 90 days, if it's not done, we'll have a non-compliance hearing,
okay.
And that'll give you a chance to address the board to give them an update on any further progress you've made and what have you, if you need additional time.
Okay, so I can't get the additional time now, just wait until then? Because
well, it's additional time from the city standpoint would be when you need it. We'd rather give it to you based upon your
as
progress.
Okay, I understand. All right.
Now, you could make that case to them. However, they did accept your agreement to what we had said.
Yeah, just if you need more time in 90 days, come back and let us know what the progress is and what you need.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep, thank you.
You probably need to contact Chip before that happens, though. So
we'll because we'll have their petition.
Okay.
Before the board.
And if you're in compliance before the 90 days, then just call them and let them know, you know, get a re-inspection.
I'm always up there in the office back and forth.
Okay.
I'll make sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Page two.
Having said that, we would turn to page two of the agenda this evening. A case involving Officer Lorraine Kennedy, the City of Ocala, versus Christopher and Jennifer Barbeau. And City Mortgage Inc. and Tax and Reporting. A violation located at 925 Northeast 5th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, Section 34141 through 145, Section 82181, the definition of a dangerous structure, and Section 82182, a dangerous building declared a nuisance, abatement required. The parcel ID is 2831-072-000. I have supplied you with pictures at the end of your presentation, if you want to take a look at those.
Chip, are you still looking at water collections 3432?
No, we have, that has been removed. That's why I didn't read that particular portion.
Okay.
We've removed that out of our complaint. The legal service was obtained on 5-3-2013 for the notice of violation and 5-24-2013 for the notice of hearing. We posted the property on 4-30-2013 for the notice of violation and 5-21-2013 for the notice of hearing. The city did obtain a structural evaluation for this outbuilding that you see in the first picture here at the bottom of page, or my apologies, at the top of page 3. Which is also shown at the top of page 2 and shown again at the top of page 1. That structural evaluation scored a 45 points in dilapidated. As additional correspondence to this case, we've included a copy of the Sunbiz report, the Les Pendants, a final judgment, and a copy of email from the lender. Licenses required, be permit to repair or demolish the property, and a property registration has been required for since the default occurred. The Les Pendants was filed with the clerk on 4-19-2010. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this property observed it is in violation of the city's code and that it contains junk and debris and is a dangerous structure. The structure is dangerous due to its dilapidated condition, and additional investigation revealed that the property is in foreclosure. Officer Kennedy added the bank to the case. Additionally, Officer Kennedy requested a structural evaluation, as I previously stated, and Inspector David Thompson of the Building Department responded, completing the inspection, which resulted in a score of 45 points and dilapidated, requiring major restoration to bring the property up to all current Florida building codes and regulations. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful, and the violations remain. Staff has a recommendation to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, 34141 through 145, 82181 and 82182. Order them to 1, cut and clean up the property, properly removing all the junk and debris. 2, register and maintain the property with, in accordance with the property registration and maintenance ordinance. And 3, the respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the residents up to all current Florida building. It would not be the residence. That's what's messing me up here. It's going to be the second structure. Allow a friendly amendment there. Up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days, or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days, with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days. And 4, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 30 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day per violation, and the city to do the work, utilizing all means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions that you might have at this time.
Do we have any questions for the city?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a Christopher or Jennifer Barbeau present?
Citibank has representation here this evening.
Okay.
We have her name and address on.
Good evening, commissioners.
Can you come on up to the podium, please?
I'm here on behalf of Citibank, and Citibank held the mortgage on this property. The sale of foreclosure occurred on the 11th, and Citibank was the successful bidder on the property. So title is in the process of being transferred to Citibank. Now, we can clearly see that this structure is in need of some serious attention, and Citibank, now as the legal title holder, has every intention of completing this project up to your standards and is currently seeking bids to go ahead and have this taken care of. The only reason why Citibank sent me here today was to let you know this, and also we ask for you to withhold any fines. And the reason for that is because Citibank was not the holder of the title.
Okay,
until 2 days ago.
In the city's recommendation to correct the infractions, they're given 30 days to get building permits, 180 days to either repair or demolish the structure. So it's a month to get the permit, 6 months to get it taken care of. Do you believe that Citibank would be able to remedy the situation in that amount of time?
Yes, they have every intention of complying now that their hands aren't tied, essentially.
Right. Okay, so if I'm not speaking for what the board is going to decide on whether it's guilty or innocent on the code infractions, but the fines wouldn't start until after that time elapsed.
So there's no assessment of fines at this time?
Other than there's a fee for the case coming before the board, there's a fee for that. But there aren't any fines associated with it, as long as it's taken care of within the amount of time. Once that's, let's say we get to the end of the 30 days and there's not a permit drawn, and then we're in violation of the order to get the permit. So
okay.
That's why we have the matter of the property registration.
And the registration, we need to register the property right away. Register the property right away.
Okay.
And then as each of these things are addressed, you call in the code enforcement and get them to check off that they're taken care of. But the fines don't start until, you know, you've got 30 days to get the permit. If you don't do that, then the fine starts. If you do get the permit within 30 days, you have 180 days to get the property taken care of. If it's not taken care of within 180 days, the fine starts.
So
they're not starting today. They would be starting if you didn't perform within the time that the city's asking for.
Okay, so
if it pleases the board, the staff's recommendation was to obtain the permit within 30 days and to have either demolition completed within 60 days or bring the property up to current affordability codes within 180.
Okay,
so 30 days you're asking to have the permit, and then what you said after the 30 days, then the 180 days would begin to toll, or do the 180 days begin to toll now?
It starts now.
Okay.
And it's not 180 days. Mr. Rich just said that.
Well, it's 60 days to demolish.
Yes.
If they choose to.
Okay.
60 days to bring it up to speed or to demolish.
That's not what it says.
And 180 days is what is
okay, let's read it again.
Long end of it.
I can read it if you want to.
Sure, thank you.
Find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Sections 3495, which is cutting the grass, 34141 through 145, which is the property registration, and 82181, which is the definition of a dangerous structure, and Section 82182, which is the structures requiring some abatement. The order would say to cut and clean up the property, properly removing all of the junk and debris, register and maintain the property in accordance with the property registration and maintenance ordinance. The respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the structure up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days, or if they make the decision to do so, obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days. Pay the cost of prosecution as assessed all within 30 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day per violation, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
And what are the costs of prosecution?
I can tell you.
And those are currently assessed?
Yes.
That's not considered a fine?
No.
It's $132.57.
$132.57.
And we've included an affidavit in the case file that lists those in detail.
Okay.
It will look like
that's only the back of the
city's website
to be demolished.
Right.
Hope she understands that.
This is the...
Yeah, and just to make it clear, it's not the residence, it's that back building that they're
right.
taking care of.
Okay. So this kind sir here is saying 60 days, he wants it done, but I heard you mention 180 days.
180 is if you're going to repair it.
Okay.
If you're going to pull a permit to repair it, it's 180 days.
If you're going
to
pull a permit to demolish it, it's 60 days.
It's 60, okay. 60 to demolish, 180 to repair.
Yes.
And so when I leave here today, you're going to start counting down the 30 days that we need to file a permit. Or to obtain a permit?
Yeah, either way, whether you decide to repair it or demolish it, the 30 days starts today.
Okay.
And we'll give you a
copy. Okay, super. All right. All right, well, then I feel that, I don't feel like I can argue about the $132.57, so.
Okay.
We're trying to avoid the fines, but if none have been assessed at this time, then we'll get the ball rolling.
Right, sounds great.
Okay.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Okay, so
make a motion. We accept.
We have a motion from Donald. We have a second.
Second.
Second from Danielle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passed unanimous.
Our third candidate is still having a discussion in the lobby, so I was going to continue until they come back in.
Let's go on until they appear.
That'll take us to page 2 of the agenda this evening. CON 130507, a case involving Officer Lorraine Kennedy. The City of Ocala versus Leona A. Haynes, a location at 1206 Northeast 12th Avenue. This case is for a violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2614-005-017. All certified mail has been returned and will post to the property on 4/23/2013 for the notice of violation and 5/9/2013 for the notice of hearing. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown and contains junk and debris. We've indicated that in the pictures that we've indicated in your presentation at the end. Additional investigation by Officer Kennedy revealed the respondents have not taken corrective action on the violations, and all attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful, and the violations remain. Staff has a recommendation to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, order them to 1, cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris, and 2, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 14 days. Failing which a fine of $25 per day, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions the board may have. And if not, rest my case in chief.
Is there anybody living in this dwelling?
It's been vacant for probably a couple of years. The lady's in a nursing home, from what I understand, and they've just walked away from it.
Okay. Thank you.
I make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion for the record. Is anybody here that would represent the respondent?
I'm sorry?
Is there anybody here for the record?
For the record, I would point out that no one is here to speak in this case.
Okay. We have a motion from Danielle. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second from Jason. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passed unanimous. Yeah, I know.
That'll bring us to page 3 of the agenda this evening. CUN 130669. Officer Lorraine Kennedy in the city of Ocala versus Marjorie Campbell, a location at 2346 Northeast 10th Court, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. I would point out for the board that we would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. The violation is of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2505-002-003. All certified mail has been returned, and we posted the property on 5-3-2013 for the notice of hearing. Additionally, as part of the correspondence in this case file, we've included a copy of the previous findings of fact and the affidavit of partial compliance in the first case when the city took action to clean it up. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown and contains junk and debris. Additional investigation revealed that in 2011, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Board and found guilty for code section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. Additionally, Officer Kennedy revealed the respondents have not taken corrective action on all the violations. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff recommendation is to find the respondent guilty of violating city code section 3495 as a repeat violator per chapter 16204 of Florida statute in order to 1) cut and clean up the property, properly removing any junk and debris, and 2) pay the cost of prosecution in the case as assessed, all within 14 days. Failing which, a fine of $500 per day and the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. We have included copies of the photographs of the current condition of the property. Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions that you may have. I would point out for the record that we do not have representation on this case this evening.
Are there any questions for the city?
Does anybody live there?
Officer Kennedy responds that it's no, it's vacant.
I'd make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
I'll second.
Motion by Danielle, second by Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passed unanimous.
That'll take us to the next case on the agenda, CUN 130716, the city of Ocala, and Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus Carl D. Kreiser, a location of 1137 Northeast 11th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of sections 3432, water collections, and 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The partial ID is 2614-006-014. Legal service was obtained on 5-8-2013 for the notice of hearing, and we posted the property on 5-8-2013 for the notice of hearing. As part of this correspondence that you have in your presentation this evening, we've included a copy of the findings of fact for the previous case and the affidavit of partial compliance in the first case. We would proceed in this case as a repeat violator. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this location due to neighbor's complaint and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed that in 2011, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Special Magistrate and found guilty for violation of code sections 3432 and 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violations remain. I think that you all remember Mr. Kreiser. He came before you some time ago and was requesting relief from liens that were filed. You all granted this relief to him. He took care of the liens, and now the property is back in the same condition again. So from time to time, he was living there, and he was renting it. And Officer Kennedy relayed to me that she believes he's back to living in this house. Staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3432 for the pool and 3495 as a repeat violator per Chapter 16204 of Florida statutes, and order him to, one, drain or treat all standing water collections upon the property and cover the pool, two, cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris, and three, pay the cost of prosecution of the case, as it says, all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $500 per day per violation, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. The city's prepared to answer any questions you may have, and I would point out for the board that Mr. Kreiser did not make the hearing.
Any questions for the city?
No. I make a motion we accept staff recommendation.
You have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Passed unanimous.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, CUN 13-0755, City of Ocala and Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus David and Deborah McPhail, as well as Chase Home Finance. Oh, that was your city mortgage. Okay. We would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator, and the location was 2141 Northeast 9th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3432, Water Collections, and Section 34141 through 145, Property Registration and Maintenance Requirements for Properties in Default. The parcel ID is 2830-013-014. All certified mail has been returned, and we posted the property on 5/21/2013 for the notice of hearing. As part of this presentation, we've included correspondence indicating the first findings of fact in the case and the affidavit of partial compliance, as well as a copy of the les pendens. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed that in 2012, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Board and found guilty for violation of code sections 3432, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. Further investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Kennedy added the bank to this case. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violations remain. I point out for the board that there is no representation in this case. We have a staff recommendation. If you'd like for me to read it for our new persons here to benefit, to see, get the flow of how things go, I will. If not, at the bottom page two.
Let's not, please.
City's prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Do we have any questions for the city?
No.
So they probably just, it's in foreclosure, so they're probably not.
Yeah, and this bank is 50-50. They either take care of them or they don't know they have them.
All right.
I make a recommendation that we accept staff recommendation.
We have a motion by Donald. Do we have a second?
Second.
Daniel? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passed unanimous.
That'll bring us to page four of the agenda this evening. We would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. This is repeat violator night. CUN 13-0886, Officer Lorraine Kennedy in the City of Ocala versus Todd and Amy M. Kissinger, Resurgent Capital Services, LP, and the Bank of New York. The location is 608 Northeast 48th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, and the violations are violation of Section 3432, 3495, 34143, 82181 and 82182. The parcel ID is 2742-001-006. Legal service and posting have been accomplished as indicated on page two of your presentation. We've also included as part of your presentation, a copy of the original findings of fact and the affidavit of partial compliance in the first case, the Les pendants, the current property registration, and the Secretary of State information from SunBiz. I don't think this was from SunBiz. I think this was from South Carolina, but the same kind of report. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed that in 2012, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Board and found guilty for violations of Code Section 3432 and 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. Further investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure and Officer Kennedy added the bank to the case. Additionally, the structure is dangerous due to its unsecure condition and the possibility of transit and neighborhood children activity at the property. This property is contributing to the deterioration, slum, and blight of this neighborhood, and all attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy all violations have not been successful. The violation remains. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2. We've included photographs of the current condition of the property. Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions you may have. We'll point out for the record that there is no representation by the respondents here this evening.
Do we have any questions for the city?
I'd make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Danielle.
Second.
And a second by Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passed unanimously.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 4. CON 13-0185, a case involving Officer Raymond Furring, the City of Ocala, versus John Jerome Sanderson, care of Carol Altenberger, a location of 2259 Northwest 2nd Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violations of Section 3495, 82181, 82182, and 82443. The parcel ID is 25299-000-00. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated in page 2 of your presentation. And the summary of findings are that Officer Raymond Furring located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation reveals the structure is dangerous due to its unsecure and dilapidated condition and the possibility of transient neighborhood children activity at the property. This property is contributing to the deterioration, slum, and blight of this neighborhood, and all attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful. This is the one with the charges that he wanted to take down. Further, Officer Furring advised me that upon conversations with this gentleman, he does want the property demolished, however, doesn't have the funds to take care of it. Then they'll be helping in that regard. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation. We don't have any representation by the respondents here this evening. Officer Furring is prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Do we have any questions for the city? Any discussion?
I'll make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Danielle.
I'll second.
Second by Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passed unanimous.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 5. We've dispensed with the two previous cases on that page. CON 13-0706, the City of Ocala and Officer Raymond Furring versus Terramar Waste Land LLC and Glenn R. Mee, a location of 423 Northwest 12th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of Section 3495. The parcel ID is 2840-006-003. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2. As part of your presentation this evening, we've included correspondence indicating the findings of fact in the first case and the affidavit of partial compliance, as well as the SunBiz report. The summary of findings that Officer Furring located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that in 2011, the respondent was brought before the Code Enforcement Special Magistrate and found guilty for violation of Code Section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2. Officer Furring is prepared to answer any questions you may have, and I would point out for the record that we do not have representation here this evening by the respondent.
Okay. Do we have any questions for the city?
No.
Have a motion? Okay, we have a motion to accept the staff recommendation. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Danielle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to page 6 of the agenda this evening. And on your presentations, that'll be under petitions. Petition to request reduction of penalty. We'd start off in this case with CON 130745. We have included a copy of the petition in the case file for you. The city does not object to this petition. This is this respondent's first time being late on their fee. So if the board chooses to adopt or grant this petition this evening, you would be relieving them of the $125 fine. They still have to get their business tax certificate, and they still have to pay interest, but it's generally been a consensus of the board and the magistrate to give them a chance on their first time.
Yeah, that's usually, what do we give them, 14 days or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to abstain and stay out of this one, if that's okay.
You get your hair done there?
That's my mother-in-law.
So that wouldn't be a change.
You need to get the form.
There's like form and you have to fill it out.
Clark will give it to you.
Okay, so.
But what's a good opportunity? I'll finish it. Let me get it because we got a new member, so let me explain that. So
okay.
He'll know also for next time it comes up.
All right. Okay, so I think we should probably go ahead and extend the same circumstance. So.
Yeah, I make a motion that we accept the usual staff recommendation for the first time.
Okay. 14 days.
It's 14 days, so you're waiving, how much is it?
$125.
$125 fine if paid within 14 days?
Yes, sir.
If,
or
if the license, and right? If license is paid within 14 days.
I thought that name looked familiar.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Pass unanimous, and we have one abstention.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda this evening, CON 130809, the City of Ocala versus the Men's Warehouse, Inc., a location of 3100 Southwest College Road. We have placed a copy of their petition in the case file for you to read. The city does not object to their request and respectfully request a motion to accept their petition.
Is this kind of
the
same?
$125,
okay.
If paid within 14 days.
Yeah, I would support that. We have a motion.
I'll make a motion.
A motion from Donald.
I'll second.
I have a second from Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Pass.
We don't have to abstain if we buy clothes though, because we don't know the people.
Unless you know.
I'm going to give you a quick primer on it at the end of the meeting.
Unless you know Mr. Zimmer personally, I
don't. I wish I did. That'll bring us to case CON 130861 at the bottom of page 6 of the agenda this evening. The City of Ocala versus Great American Coffee Roasters, a location of 816 South Magnolia Avenue. We have a copy of their petition in the case file for you to review. The city does not object to their petition and would respectfully request a motion to accept their request for a waiver of the fine of $125 if paid within 14 days.
I make a motion we accept.
How much
is it? It's a coffee.
It applies to both.
Is it Elliot? Or?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, we have a motion from Donald to accept.
I'll second.
We have a second from Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to page 7 of the document this evening. CON 130817, City of Ocala versus Personalized Waste Management.
Hey Chip, can I, did we have one more? Glenn Fiorello?
That's the one we're doing right now.
Oh, okay, because it's 130876 on here.
Oh wait, I apologize, you're correct, 0876. It's that way on my document too.
Okay.
Just not that way up here.
No problem.
Personalized Waste Management, care of Glenn Fiorello, location of 838 Southeast 3rd Street. We have included a copy of his petition. The city does not object. Would respectfully request the motion to accept the petition and waive the $125 fee if paid within 14 days. If his license's fee is paid within 14 days.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to old business section of the agenda this evening, middle of page 7. And we would like to run the cases listed in under old business under a consent agenda format. I would attest that this is consent agenda for non-compliance hearing. The case number COM 12-2524, COM 13-0013, COM 13-0206, COM 13-0399, COM 13-0478, and COM 13-0586 are non-compliant. We have attached affidavits of non-compliance and respectfully request a motion to proceed with the board's previous orders in these cases.
I have a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Motion
by Donald. Second.
I'll second.
By Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to discussion this evening. We do have a new board member. Welcome him. And
Jason, welcome. If you want to introduce yourself.
Sure. My name is Jason Kreuter. I've been in the city of Ocala since I was 3 years old, so well over 20 years now. And I just got done graduating from college at UNF in Jacksonville, and I'm moving back, so happy to have the opportunity to help out.
Nice.
The city attorney would like to address the board this evening.
Okay.
First time somebody's had a conflict, but if you think you have a conflict, you can always call me in advance. And conflict is generally because your vote would depend upon your own financial interest or that of a family member. And if you do have a conflict, you have to announce the conflict at the public meeting, and you have to fill out a form required by Florida statutes about the conflict, which the clerks happen to have them at all times. If you're unsure about whether you have a conflict or not, please just call me and I will tell you if you do or don't. And the best part about Florida law is if you don't have a conflict, by law you have to vote. You cannot abstain just because you don't want to vote for whatever reason, which I think is pretty cool. So a lot of times people say, I want to abstain, not y'all, but I've had councilmen say, I want to abstain, it's an unpopular vote or whatever, and you don't get to abstain unless you actually have a real conflict under Florida statute. So, got any questions about that or sunshine law or public records?
Pat, could you take a second to discuss sunshine law, because that came up in the council meeting previously about talk amongst members?
Sunshine law requires all meetings to be public, which means if you're talking to another board member about pending code board business outside of this noticed meeting, they publicly noticed it so the public can be here, you're violating sunshine law, which is criminal. And Ms. Danielle may end up prosecuting you for that, or you could be fined, but more likely get fined. So when in doubt, don't do it. If you are, you can talk to members of other boards like city council about business, but you just can't talk to other members of this board about things. You can talk to them about anything in the world, football, the weather, anything and everything except matters that would come before this board. So if you see somebody socially or you run into them at a party or whatever, feel free to talk about whatever you want except board business.
And that's wide open.
And is that pending business or just?
Here's what I tell everybody, it's pending, but better safe than sorry. We have a saying in the legal biz, if you're explaining, you're losing. So you don't want to be explaining, well, we were talking about something that occurred, at a previous meeting. Even that, that's probably more problematic for you, this board, than any other board, because it always comes back. And you have the Massey hearings and you have stuff that comes back, so there really is, nothing's ever really not pending with this board, it seems like anyway. So I would just not discuss anything that would be a code matter, that way you don't have to worry about it.
Just bring it up at the meeting.
And it doesn't include discussion with a staff member as long as it's not in the presence of another board member?
Usually what happens, people get in trouble, is they're not trying to violate it, but they're talking to a staff member or whatever, and then another member comes up while they're talking. And so you just have to be quiet when that happens. When you're at the board, when you're up here, it's all public, so you can't lean over and talk to another board member. You lean over and talk to them about football or weather, what Chip's wearing or something like that, but if you lean over and talk to them about
his chair,
the matter, then that will get you in some trouble. We had two at council the other night. We had three members from the pension board. The city council was discussing a pending pension ordinance, and three members of the pension board, who obviously had a great interest in the outcome of what they discussed, showed up, and one of them got up to speak, and before I let him speak, I told them other two had to leave the building, or they were going to be violating the sunshine law, because the three board members would have been in the same room, listening to another one talk about some of their business, so they left the room. So, but when in doubt, once again, when in doubt, call me, and I'll make sure you don't go to jail.
And Jason, what did you study?
Political science.
Okay. Fantastic.
Your favorite football team?
Dolphins.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
Can't adjourn the meeting fast enough.
That tells me he's probably not a Gator fan, too.
I would also let the board know that we are in the growing season, so. Though we started out with 16 cases this evening, we were able to weed them down a little bit. And a couple other things that are in the state law particular to you all is that you can't have prior knowledge of a case and coming in here. So when we send you your agenda and everything, you shouldn't go out and study the cases.
Quasi-judicial.
Because it's quasi-judicial.
You can't talk to the witnesses outside of this meeting. You can't go visit the side of the citation and can't look at evidence other than inside the meeting, because the people have the right to cross-examine witnesses and see what evidence you're looking at. And if you're looking at evidence or talking to witnesses outside of this, you're actually acting as judges, and so that's not fair to them. So everything has to be confined to here.
And becoming a board member makes you ineligible to report violations.
You can't report people.
Let someone else know about it. You just can't report them.
Okay.
And I have a copy of a policies and procedures document that apply to this board, which I'll give to you.
Great.
Having said all that, I have no further business for the board.
Anybody else?
I apologize. I do have further business.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I would respectfully request a motion to accept all of the testimony, presentations, evidence presented this before you this evening into the record.
I have a motion to accept.
I move.
Danielle's going to make the motion to accept.
Second.
Second by Jason. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Passed unanimous.
Thank you.
Okay. Andrew.
That's pretty quick for the agenda.